Buzz around artificial intelligence is seemingly everywhere. Is your portfolio keeping up? Consider the GlobalX Artificial Intelligence and Technology ETF, ticker AIQ, which invests in dozens of stocks at the leading edge of this disruption. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. Technology companies can be affected by rapid product obsolescence and intense industry competition. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in the full or summary prospectus at globalxetfs.com. Read carefully. Distributed by SEI Investments Distribution Co.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Round of applause. Get it going, everybody in here. Let's do it. Give it up right now for your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, everybody. Making podcasts great again. Come on, Jay.
What's going on, everyone? How are we doing today, Vegas? Welcome to a live taping of Making Podcasts Great Again here from Stand Up Pod Jam. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming out tonight. My name is Jay Nogg. I am your tech stuff guy, and you are here for the man of the hour. He came all the way from Mar-a-Lago for you guys today. Give it up for the President of the United States of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump! Mr. President, how are you? Welcome to Vegas.
Like these mics heavy. Wow.
You're very strong.
Look at this. It's stuck on the thing. Unbelievable. What the hell is this? You have, remember the left? We have to have wind. We have to have wind energy. Oh, it's wind. The wind is going to kill us. That's what the left wants. The wind out there. Now, you don't see coal destroying our beautiful tents, do you? No, but wind is going to kill us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for the windy tent that killed a president. How about that? How about that? Okay. Okay, we're going to sit very strongly. Oh, that's a strong seat. You don't see Sleepy Joe sitting like that. No. No, you don't see that.
Mr. President, how are you enjoying Vegas?
You know, tech stuff, and what was your name?
Jay.
Ray, tech stuff, it was, this used to be a wonderful city. Remember when this was a great city? Las Vegas, you could do whatever you wanted. They had a rule, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. And now under Sleepy Joe, nothing goes on in Vegas. It's very sad, very sad for our country.
Now, Mr. President, you have never owned a hotel in Vegas, correct?
Now, there's one with my name on it here. We're doing very well. It's at 18% capacity right now. They say that's They say that's a record. It's true. They say it's a record for Vegas. Nobody's ever had a hotel that full. So we're doing very nicely.
Congratulations.
You remember Atlantic City?
Yes.
Remember that? I had a hotel there. It was called the Taj Mahal. And they had to close it because it was too successful.
Too busy?
It was too busy. They said, sir, all the other casinos are empty. We can't do business like this. And I said, you know what? We'll close it. We'll be nice. Everybody says Trump, he's so mean. No, it was called nice.
I've never heard of you do something so kind before to close a business that you're making a lot of money with.
Tech stuff, when you have a lot of money, I wake up and I make money, you know this. So once in a while you can be nice, but not anymore. That was 80s Trump, you know. Every day I woke up very thankful that I didn't have AIDS. So, but now I wake up fighting because of the left, because of the radical left. So you have to fight, people. You have to fight or we won't have a country.
Lots of gambling here in Vegas. Do you ever gamble?
Well, I didn't wear a condom for the entire 1980s. That's a pretty big gamble, Tech Stuff. That is a strong gamble. So, but no, I like to do deals. I don't do as much gambling. You know, it's fun. If you want to do it, it's okay. But I like deals.
So no alcohol, no gambling. Ladies is your only vice?
I would say so. I wouldn't say it's a vice because we have such great respect. We have such great respect for our women people. And, you know, there's some of our best.
Did you call them women people?
Yes. Well, you see this? This is the radical left. He doesn't even think women are people. How about that? They say, no, sir, you're the problem. Sir, no, you don't even think they're people. Shut up. The point is, I don't think of them as a vice because I think they're more like people. But I enjoy women, and I think for the right price, they enjoy me as well. So we like that. We like that very strongly.
Well, Mr. President, there's lots of the news I wanted to get to, and then I also want to talk about Las Vegas more in detail. Do you know, you're known for roasting your opponents, giving people nicknames, and now Sleepy Joe is taking a page out of your playbook and he's testing name-calling strategy. And you know what his nickname is for you?
He probably calls me Nikki Haley because he doesn't know what the hell is going on. Let's be honest.
Connected.
He calls you Broke Don. That is the nickname he is giving you, Broke Don. What are your thoughts on this nickname?
You know, it's a very nasty thing for him to say. First of all, I have a lot more money than him. We know that. A lot more money than Sleepy Joe. But if he wants to call me Broke Don, that's okay. You know, I'll call him... Well, I was going to say, you know, we want to be nice. But I'll, how about this? Because the media would hate it if I called him, your son is dead, Joe.
Oh, my God.
No, excuse me. See, I said I won't do that. You see that? I won't do that. But notice all of my kids who I did not pay for strong pro-choice procedures are alive. 3 for 3. I have 3 kids and they're all alive. And yet Sleepy Joe is like 1 for 3 losing a kid. And you think he can take care of our country? I don't think so. But I'm not, excuse me. I see a lot of people upset. I'm not going to say that. That's the point. I won't say that because unlike Sleepy Joe who uses nasty, I think Broke Don is almost possibly racist. I think it's almost racist. So we don't like that. And we're not going to stoop to his level. And he's got to stoop because he's so old. He's a stupid Sleepy Joe.
A stupid Sleepy Joe?
I know you're thinking of titles.
I like that. Now, Mr. President, congratulations on your True Social merger with Digital World Acquisition Corporation. Congratulations. Some more money should be rolling in.
A lot of money. They're saying it's probably the biggest deal that Wall Street's ever seen.
What do you plan on doing with this extra money? Because I know you have a debt for a few $100 million. Are you using the money from this merger for...
It's not a debt. Disconnect. It's a nasty radical left conspiracy to steal my money through the radical left courts. But what we will be doing with the money, we will be investing it and building up our operations, because I'm actually using the money from my supporters to pay legal bills.
With this merger, do you plan on maybe speeding up launching Netflix?
Well, for the people who don't know, you know, you got to give them background, because some of these people, they seem like radical left people. They probably don't know. It's patriotic podcasting. We have started a streaming company out of Truth Social. It's in the beta. It's in the beta testing that's Computer Geek took. But it's called Netflix, which is going to be our exclusive streaming line of conservative pornography for an affordable, very Christian price. And because we love our evangelicals, so it's going to be very strong Christian-themed porn. That's why my daughter Ivanka is going to star in several of the films. You know, because there's a lot of anti-Semitism out there, and Ivanka is Jewish, and I think that will send the right message that we have both Christian and Jewish porn people doing. And you know, because everybody talks about, we have to bring the country together. We have to bring it together, and I think through multi-faith Christian porn for an affordable price, I think that's how we do it. I think that's how we do it, Tech Stuff. I think it's going to get done.
Do you plan on acting any of it, or besides Ivanka, Don Jr. possibly?
Not Don Jr., no.
Gargoyle possibly?
Well, Kim Gargoyle is definitely going to have her own series on the channel. Her character, she was married to Gavin Newsom.
Yes.
Her porn name is Gaping Newsom. So we're looking forward to that. She's a very talented, very open woman, so very talented.
Will Lauren Boebert have an opportunity to appear on Netflix?
You don't bring up the future fourth Mrs. Trump. She is off limits. That is top tier talent. That is for only my unwanted sexual advances. That is all she is for. So you don't mention her.
Carrie Lake, does she have an opportunity for Netflix?
I think Carrie Lake could be part of it. You know, more like mature line, you know?
And I know your current wife has done some nude modeling before.
Who?
Melania, Mesopotamia, Melatonin.
Disconnect.
No, it doesn't ring a bell. Ring a bell. We don't know her. I'm sure she's nice. I marry a lot of people. But I'm sure she's nice.
Do you remember her? Be Best? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Remember that? Remember whoever that came up with? How dumb was Be Best? I don't know. Who the hell came up with that? Who the hell came up with Be Best?
She did.
Who?
Melania. She's your current wife right now.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, we have
Transylvania.
Well, wife is sort of, you know, in different cultures, it sort of means different things. So we'll see.
Okay. Now, you do owe a lot of money, and I don't know if you asked Don Jr. to do this, but Don Jr. has... You got it. You're strong. You got it. There you go.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Flicked it like it was nothing.
There you go. Very strong. You got it. There you go.
Oh, boy. Nevada water. The Nevada water is very strange. Have you noticed that? I had to take a 9-hour shower because it felt so slimy. I was like, is the soap off yet? And it was just there. Very sleazy water. Very sleazy water in Las Vegas.
I didn't know that. Don Jr. has been tweeting for Americans to donate to your campaign very aggressively.
Well, it's the least he can do. You know how much that kid cost me when we kept him?